Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise God. Yes, good to see all of you here. Hallelujah. Yes, Pastor Godson and Kathy, good to see you. Yes. It's a very big surprise for you to be here. Okay? You didn't let me know that you're coming. Hallelujah. Yes, actually, they were here before they started the church in Komamboga. Okay? Yes. Yes, God's fortress. Hallelujah. Pastor Godson is one of those people who taught us to pray when we had just gotten born again. Okay? He was we used to talk about him, Pastor Godson, you know? Yeah, he taught us how to pray. I don't know if he knows that. Glory be to God. And that is 25 years ago, because I got born again. 25 years ago. Glory be to God. Before, hallelujah. Mkwanzi, where were you 25 years ago? Glory be to God. So you're all very welcome. Yes, children, I believe you're going to learn something. Okay? Hallelujah. You'll learn something, and it will help you, as you grow up. Glory be to God. So we are continuing our study on foundational principles of effective prayer. And today we are doing our fourth series, or our fourth teaching in that series. And we are still talking about praying with the Spirit. Okay? Because remember, that's what we talked about last Sunday. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, the purpose of this teaching is to inspire us to take praying with the Spirit very seriously. Okay? Shortly, I will tell you, with children and some of you adults, what praying with the Spirit is. But the purpose of this teaching, once again, number one, is to inspire us to take praying with the Spirit very seriously. Number two, to get all of us praying with the Spirit. Okay? Those of you who are at the stage when you should be praying with the Spirit, okay? We want it to happen. If it didn't happen last Sunday, it should happen today, okay? And that will happen after you're baptized with the Holy Ghost today. And then we shall also help you to address some of the falsehoods which hinder people from praying with the Spirit. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, the phrase praying with the Spirit is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 11. Okay? I'm addressing this chapter 14, verse 15. Okay? Now, just to let you know, I'm addressing this subject from the basics. Okay? Basics. Okay? I'm not assuming anything. And even then, people in this room are at different levels of spiritual growth and spiritual knowledge. Okay? There are some people who know these things, but it has to be addressed from the basics, first principles. Glory be to God. Amen? So the phrase praying with the Spirit, as I said, is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15, where Paul said that, I will pray with the Spirit, and I'll also pray with the understanding. Glory be to God. Okay, I will pray with the Spirit, and I'll also pray with the understanding. And by the way, You can also sing in the spirit, and you can also sing with the understanding, as that verse says. Glory be to God. All right? So children, we're talking about praying with the spirit. Okay? Praying with what? With the spirit, not praying with the understanding. So there are two ways of praying. You can pray with the understanding, all right, when you know exactly what you're praying about, okay? But also, you can pray with the spirit. And because the first kind of praying is praying with the understanding, it means that the second one, praying with the spirit, is praying when you don't understand what you're praying about. Glory be to God. Are you getting me? All right? Yes. For children, if you don't understand these things well, you'll get to know something, but in years to come, you'll understand what I was talking about in the year 2023. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, okay, we have a spirit, okay, we are a spirit, all right, and we have a soul. Every one of you children and adults, of course, you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Mkwanzi, where do you live? You don't live in Kasangati, okay? You live in a place called the body. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. So 1 Thessalonians, that's like, okay, Paul prayed to the church and said that, may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right? May your what? Children, may your spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. Abigail, you are three parts. All right? You have a body. All of you children, Nelson and the twins, all of you. All right? You are a spirit. You have a soul. Okay? And that spirit and soul are inside your body. All right? Okay? Your eyes can't see them. Okay? As I stand here, you're seeing my body, all right? But you're not seeing the real me, the spirit. And you're also not seeing my soul. Glory be to God. So I don't stay in Unsasa. I stay in where? In the body. Glory be to God. Okay, now, the spirit of man is the one that relates with the spirit world. Okay, it is the one that relates with God. The Bible says that God is a spirit. You understand, eh? It says that God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory be to God. So because God is a spirit, all right, the only way we can contact him is by our spirit. Glory be to God. All right? Hallelujah. If I want to touch someone's body, I use my body. Okay? Body relates with body. Okay? Spirit relates with spirit. Hallelujah. Okay? So your soul is the part of you that has your emotions, your mind, your intellect, your thoughts. When you're thinking, like right now, you're thinking about what I'm telling you. Okay? You're using your soul. It is your soul that is what? Working. Glory be to God. Okay? When Eden, okay, got on a roll, okay, she used especially her intellect. Her intellect is in the soul. Glory be to God. All right? Then, of course, you know what your body is. Glory be to God. So your soul is also the one which helps you to choose. All right? To decide what to do. Glory be to God. Okay? Catherine Sebuguzi's soul is the one which she used to decide not to go to their church, but to come and be with us, to be a blessing to us. All right? She used her soul, because in her soul, there is the will. The will makes you decide what to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, when you pray with the understanding, you're using your soul. Hallelujah. You're using what? Your soul. But when you pray with the Spirit, you are indeed using your spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes, like I said, young children, very soon, in a few years, you'll understand better what I'm talking about. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, remember, we are talking about praying with the Spirit. Okay? Now, what is praying with the Spirit? By the way, adults, this is not praying with the Holy Spirit. All right? It is praying with your spirit. Your spirit, okay? Small s. Not with the Holy Spirit, eh? Capital S. All right? So you're praying with your spirit, not with your soul. Okay? It is with your spirit, the human spirit. Glory be to God. Now, what is praying with the Spirit? All right? That which I've talked about for the last, I don't know how many minutes. What is praying with the Spirit? Children, the answer is in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 14. Where Paul says that, if I pray in a tongue, okay? Tongue there means, if I pray in a language that I don't understand, my mind, my soul doesn't understand, then it is my spirit that is praying. Hallelujah. If I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays. But my understanding doesn't know what I'm praying. Okay, my understanding is unfruitful. There it means that my mind, my soul doesn't know what I'm praying about. Glory be to God. So children, when you see your parents or adults, okay, praying here in church or at home, okay, and they're praying Ramande, you know, eh? And you don't understand what your mother is praying, okay, now you know. They are praying in tongues. And that is also called praying with the Spirit. They are not praying with their minds. In fact, if you ask them what they are praying about, they will tell you, I don't know. But I'm praying with my spirit. I'm praying. Glory be to God. So praying with the Spirit is praying in tongues. Okay? The Baganda say, okusaba munimi. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, when your spirit is praying, or when you're praying with tongues, okay, because praying with the Spirit and praying in tongues are the same thing, okay? So, when your spirit is praying, okay, it is praying what the Holy Spirit is giving your spirit. Hallelujah. Okay, you see, children, and all of you, all right, when you got saved, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, all right, the Holy Spirit of God came, all right, and entered your spirit. All right? So your spirit, okay, is joined with the Spirit of God inside your heart. Okay? Not this heart which pumps blood. Okay? There's another heart, a spiritual heart. Glory be to God. All right? So now, when someone is praying with the Spirit, when they are praying in tongues which they don't understand, it is the Spirit of God that is giving them what to say or what to pray. Glory be to God. In Acts chapter 2, from verse 1, we see exactly that happening. All right? Acts chapter 2, from verse 1, it says that when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they, all the disciples of Jesus, okay? Jesus had gone to heaven and he had left the disciples. So one day, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole place where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire. Okay, and they sat, okay, and one sat upon each one of them. And they, all the disciples, were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay? And what happened when they are filled with the Holy Spirit? They began to speak with other tongues. As the Holy Spirit, okay, Spirit, capital S, gave them utterance. Okay? Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit came upon them and filled the disciples. Okay? And these disciples began to speak in tongues, which they couldn't understand. Okay? As the Holy Spirit gave them what to say. Okay? The Holy Spirit gave them utterance. That means that the Holy Spirit gave them what to say. And for them, they just said it. They opened their mouth and spoke what the Spirit was giving them to say, even if they were not understanding it. Glory be to God. Okay? And now, that is a major key for people who want to start praying in tongues. All right? You have to accept to speak what the Holy Spirit gives you to speak. And by the way, he's not going to speak in your ears. All right? Then he says, you say this. Say like the Raman. No, you will just know in your heart. You will just feel or know what to speak. And you have to speak them if you want to ever start speaking in tongues or praying in tongues. Glory be to God. Eden, are you listening? You have to, if you are not able to overcome that barrier of speaking what the Spirit is giving you to speak, you will never speak in tongues. Glory be to God. All right? You have to speak. Glory be to God. I think I began to speak in tongues either in 1998 or 99. Okay? Shortly after I got born again. Okay? And it was at KPC. Those days, there was one KPC, which is now Watoto Church. All right? It was a midweek service, and there was a preacher from Canada. You remember that? The Canadian who used to come here. What was his name? Yes, he was a friend of Gary, so he used to him. But yeah, and the man was very what? Spiritual. So that day, okay, it was about getting filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. So they invited all of us who want to begin speaking in tongues. And I went. Okay? And I went. Okay? Gary prayed for me, came, laid hands on me. All right? Laid hands on me. All right? And I was supposed to speak. All right? But man, I couldn't or I didn't. But I wanted to speak in tongues. Okay? They prayed for me, what, you know? But somehow, like towards the end, after like 20 minutes or something like that, I just began. There were no emotions. People don't think that something is going to come upon you. Then you feel, you know, no. Okay? You might be just as you are now. But according to heaven, you've been filled with the Holy Spirit. And you're supposed to speak by faith what you don't understand. But remember, it is the Spirit of God that is giving you what to say. And you have to say it. If you don't want to say it, you will remain where you are. Okay? Hallelujah. But you will go to heaven. But you go to heaven not having ever prayed in the Holy Ghost, in the Spirit. Yeah. Glory be to God. Amen. And yeah, so that day I got filled and I began speaking in tongues 25 years ago. Okay? And I was so excited after that when the service ended. You remember I was at university, okay? Makere. So I remember after the service, I walked out of the service and I spoke in tongues. I passed via Buganda Road speaking in tongues, man. It was at night when speaking in tongues, alone, Ramar, you know. Then there was like a young boy, okay, who saw me speaking. Then like a kid began to follow me, man, you know. When I was speaking in Peke, Wandegea, glory be to God, okay, and the rest is history. Hallelujah. Okay, if you're here and you are a certain age, you can begin speaking in tongues. Okay, Eden, you can begin Kwezi. You can if you want. Glory be to God. That is if you're born again. Speaking in tongues is only for people who are what? Born again, who have genuinely gotten saved. Hallelujah. That they have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So children, if you're not saved, please don't what? Don't bother, okay? Yeah. Glory be to God. Amen? And adults, of course, if you're not saved, if you have never really accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, yeah, please don't come and waste what? Our time. You first come and tell us, I want to get saved. Then now, we lead you into a prayer to accept Jesus. And thereafter, we can now lay hands on you immediately. Whether you can get saved today, okay, at midday, and at midday, you even start to speak in tongues. Ideally, there shouldn't be a gap, but somehow the church has what? Who created it. But people should begin speaking in tongues immediately. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Holy Spirit, okay, gave them utterance. The Holy Spirit gave them what to say. And they said it, even if they didn't understand what they were saying. They were not understanding what they were saying because they were not praying with their understanding. They were not praying with their soul. They were praying with their spirit. You remember, you have a body, you have a spirit, and you have a soul. When you pray with understanding, that is a soul. When you pray when you don't understand, that is a what? The spirit that you're using to pray. Glory be to God. All right? Hallelujah. Now, where does the Holy Spirit get what he gives you to pray? Okay, where does he get them from? Okay, he gets them from God the Father and God the Son. Okay, remember there's God the Father, there's God the Son, and there is God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. Okay? God the Son, Jesus, is also God. Okay? And God the Father is also what? Is God. So the Spirit gets what he gives to your spirit. Okay? He gets them from God the Father and God the Son. Hallelujah. John chapter 16, verse 13 says that, however, when he, okay, children, the Holy Spirit is not an it. Okay? The Holy Spirit is not what? An it. The Holy Spirit is a he. He is a person. The Holy Spirit is what? He's a person. Okay, he is God. He's not a non-living thing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So it says that when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. Whatever the Spirit, what? Hears. Hears from who? From God the Father and God the Son, okay? He will speak, okay? If he wants you to pray about it, he will speak to your spirit that which he has heard. And now he wants you to open your mouth and speak it and say it in prayer. Glory be to God. All right? So when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, Jesus, okay? He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine, okay, and declare it to you. Hallelujah. All things that the Father has are mine, Jesus continues to say. Therefore, I say that he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. Glory be to God. Remember, when you get born again, okay, the Spirit of God comes and gives life to your human spirit. Okay? So that's how you're born again. Before you're born again, your spirit is not alive. All right? But when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Spirit of God comes, okay, into your spirit and gives it life, and then they are one. All right? So the Holy Spirit in you, what he hears, the Father and the Son wanting you to pray about, he gives it to your spirit with whom they are joined. And your role is to open your mouth and speak, even if you don't understand what you're speaking, what you're praying. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. And now, because the Spirit is getting what he's telling you to pray about, he's getting those words from God, okay? It means when you're praying with the Spirit, when you're praying in tongues, you are praying exactly what God would want you to pray for at that moment. Okay? You see, if you decide to pray with your mind, all right, your mind doesn't know everything. All right? Your mind doesn't know tomorrow. All right? Yes, you know that tomorrow is Monday and you're going to work. But that is all that your mind knows. Okay? Your mind doesn't know what's going to happen 20 years from now. Okay? But your spirit, okay, gets to know because of the Spirit, okay? Because of the Holy Spirit, okay? And the Holy Spirit gets that information from God. You understand? So when you pray with the Spirit, when you pray in tongues, you're praying the perfect will of God at that time. Hallelujah. Amen? You're praying the perfect will of God. Glory be to God. And so you can see, in that sense, praying with the Spirit, praying in tongues, is much better than praying with the understanding. Glory be to God. If someone doesn't pray in tongues, okay, man, they are disadvantaged. Big time. Glory be to God. Okay? For those of you who are here, who pray in tongues, and you take it lightly, okay, you just don't understand what you're playing around. You're cheating yourself. Okay? You're cheating yourself, number one. Number two, you're cheating God. Because very often, God wants to use you to pray for people you even don't know. to pray for situations, for things you even don't know. Okay? But then you're there praying all the time. Okay? You're just praying, what? With the understanding. Praying for your own things. Your own brother, your own sister. Yet, God is a kachecho. It is not for now. Oh, echochagwa. Okay? Now, I want to use you. Okay? There is someone in Singapore who is getting an accident. Someone in Singapore is going to get an accident in the next 30 minutes. And I need someone to pray so that this accident is averted. All right? Now, God gave you the ability to pray in tongues. But somehow, when you're so selfish, you just want to pray for things you understand. Okay? The plot of land, the words, you know, eh? And all that is good. Okay? But the more you pray in tongues, eh, the better off you are. And the more important you are to the kingdom of God and to your brothers and sisters in the church. Hallelujah. All right? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Pastor Ugodson is the one who got us into what? These things, man. Every Friday. Remember, at a by the way, from the day I got saved, Zenali serious. That is why I can't relate with Christians who are not what? I even don't know how to help them. Maybe I know, but I don't understand them. I just don't understand. All right? And so from when I got saved, there used to be a prayer meeting. There was a room in KPC upstairs. Okay? Like in the... it was called... Did you ever... by the time you guys came, I think it had been what? There was a room there. It was a small, like, real up. Okay? Like you go upstairs, there's the auditorium, okay? Then there's what's it called? Balcony? Balcony? Then now there was like a room there. Uh-huh. So, man, weekdays, I don't know which days it was. I was a man, I even don't know how I joined that group. All right? We used to go there, man. We used to be like seven. And man, I was newly born again and I was among them, man. You know, from the word go when I got saved, secular music out immediately. Immediately. So from these things of saying, I'm struggling with secular music. I don't understand you. Because number one, it's like it's obvious you're listening to evil. It's obvious. So what are you struggling with? What are you? It's evil. It's evil. The lyrics are evil. The videos are evidently evil. So why don't you just stop? What? Okay. Then you start to play to your wedding. I just don't understand you. You're wedding. Because now keko, you know, akokufurumia omugole. You, man. So that's why, by the way, very soon, I'm stopping to attend what? But very soon, I'm making my law. Unless I know an individual and I'm like, this one won't let down God. This one won't let down God by playing evil. But very soon, I'm stopping. Because I go for these, what? Functions, Honestly, I get hurt. Especially omuntu gwali omatira and man. Okay? The other day, I went for an introduction, a graduation ceremony. Okay? This balokole, mwana wa pastor, you know, eh? So, I get there. I was the first one to get there because it was in Namirembe. A guest house. So I wanted to avoid jam. So anyway, I drove, 2 hours in advance, I was there. Okay? I entered the hall empty. I was the first one. Okay? So, yeah, then at one point, the DJ comes. Okay, whatever this thing. Now, I expected, to me it was obvious, that if Muli Balokole was serious, DJ no kuwa Mulokole. To me, that is my assumption. Eh? You know, that's my assumption. Okay? So anyway, but maybe that what? We told him that you play gospel. Eh? You know, eh? So anyway, at one point, he begins to play what? Bugembe. Eh? Bugembe. Kinyimbaza Bugembe. Then I was like, now, eh? This guy graduating is my what? Nephew. So I can't. So I'm like, no, I'm not going to what? At least I do something. Okay? So I went to the DJ. Then I told him that, by the way, by the guy, eh? Balokole. Yeah? They are saved. And they might not be comfortable with Bugembe's songs. Now we obadorira Bugembe byakola. Bugembe with Mama Fina, eh? Is what they told you? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nemgamba kati what? Hey, mbamani. So, man, I was like, you see, you guys, eh? You should learn to take responsibility, to do something. Don't just sit. Something is evidently going wrong. But you're seated. You're like, but it's not my function. No, if you can do something, you should. You understand? Eh? People don't be stupid Ugandans, stupid what? Africans, we just sit and what? Don't. You understand? And so the guy listens to me. Then we begin to jazz. Then ask him, eh? By the way, are you born again? The guy, silly. I'm Islam. I'm a Muslim. Then, now, this the first shocker. Very born again people. Very born again people hired a DJ who is a what? A Muslim. Now that's a first shocker. First shocker. But I'm like, anyway, I've been around for 25 years. So, yeah. Okay? I was like, now this is very bad. But I'm like, now that I know, I have to make sure that, okay, the guy playing for us, Jesus songs is not what? So you have to make sure that it doesn't deviate from what I've told him. You understand? Hey. Then I began to preach to him with Jesus. He says, and then I was born a Muslim and I'm not. Okay? Then I told him, but you know, start doing some research. Okay? You're an old man. You should be doing research then. Decide for yourself after doing research about religions. Okay? Don't just follow what? Your parents. What, do research. They, why? Then I told him, but even you, when you're doing what? DJ work, you do research. Hmm? Then I asked him, brother, what's your name? Brother, I was very nice. Okay? I asked him, what's your name? Okay? Then he told me he's called Hakim. I was like, here I can. What? At least I'm going to say one last thing, and in future it will go with him. Okay? So, Eden, I asked him that, do you know what the name Hakim means? Okay? Eden, you know? We have gone over and over the thing with Eden. Okay? Hakim, it is a Arabic Hebrew word, okay, which means wisdom. Wisdom. So I told him that, do you know what your name what means? He said, I don't know. I'm like, how can you call yourself something which you don't know? Then I was like, I told him, you have a very good name. Very good name. Then you could see the guy was what? Now Tony and she. Good name. Then I said, let me show you. So I went to the internet, looked up Hakim. I said, you see, it means wisdom. My guy gave me a smile, you know, eh? Like you could see the guy now is like, my name is what? Wisdom. So I told him, how can you call yourself wisdom, but you don't want to research? I'm like, no, Wisdom doesn't operate like that. Use your wisdom and research. Glory be to God. Then I left him, and I knew that was going to go with him because his name means wisdom. Wisdom, who can't say, I don't research. I told him, Hakim is a very good name. Glory be to God. Now it's up to you to name, if you want to name your child, Hakim or not. Okay? But where were we? Yes, but I'm stopping by the this what? And it's not, for my daughters, I have to be there because now I'm going to pay for the function. Okay? And I know the DJs. I know. I just walk into a church. Okay, anyway, LAT will be here. So you just get the person, worship team, Nemagamba, eh? The event is yours. But you guys, be serious. Eh? You're born again. Eh? You want to play music at your function. Number one, you play evil music. By the way, number one, you dress badly. You dress like a demon. It's true. Demons, the way you people dress is exactly how demons dress. Demons are the ones who designed your clothes. The Holy Ghost wasn't involved in designing some of the clothes you wear. Because the Holy Ghost is pure, is decent. Okay? Demonic clothes, number two, then demonic music. A demonic DJ, demonic what? Then you start to pretend, Father, we thank you for this function. We invite your presence. God can't bless what? You're just a hypocrite. Glory be to God. Amen? But you're saying amen, but next, we started out your intro, you're going to do the same thing. That's why I'm stopping this, because you get hurt, by the way. You are like, oh no, guy in Alendos are this serious. Okay? Then as I'm seated there, you look at me, you know what I'm thinking. And even you, your function, what? Because you even can't dance well because you're like, Pastor Ndava, Undiku, what? Juliana. Okay? Eh? Can you mozi what? Like what Kayanja did the other day. Kayanja, Yavivam, Kayanja is not born again anymore. I say this and I'll continue to say it. Okay? Whether Kathy believes me or not. Okay? But you can start from here and then go and do research. Kanye is not born again. The things he's doing every day, he's telling you the truth. Glory be to God. He's not born again anymore. Hallelujah. We're talking about praying with the Spirit. But some are what? Hallelujah. I'm stopping what these functions, weddings. As in, why can't we just pray, play Christian? What's the problem? Christian, whatever. Like a kuisa bubi? What's the problem? Hallelujah. Man's. What? I am your parents, what? Tight. So we shall influence your things. Whether what, anyway, glory be to God. Hallelujah. People come to your home. Can you imagine? People come to your home and then to entertain them because they are not saved. Then you entertain them with demonic songs. It is your home. Do what? Let them do their things in their homes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. But very soon, I'm stopping these intro wedding thing. I only attend those Ndishua. Glory be to God. Ndishua. Katimu room wenu, Silish what? Many people, but I'm telling you the truth. There are very few I'm sure of. Because I know Museka Katimu tunira what, like what for a word, pastor for me, but you know, Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Maybe this is a part for the children. Okay? To help them if their parents have refused to do the right thing. To let the children know that that music is evil. It is from Satan. Hallelujah. Devil radio stations you're always on. Demonic. You're just inviting demons in your life, in your house, because of that music. Pastor Wandera says that one time he was casting out demons from someone. Okay? And the demons began to speak like chameleon. Okay? Chameleon words. You know, and they say, we were. Okay? Then the demons say, we're not going because you're always playing our music. Okay? Chameleon is songs. That's how the demons entered the person. You say, but you're always playing what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Glory be. You want all those people coming to LAT. The thousands coming. You want them what they are coming to hear. Because you see, we have to, all those chaps that are coming, we have to get them and get them into heaven. You understand? We have to get them and get them into heaven. People are coming to church to be helped. But you see, the pastors are also reverends especially. Okay? They are one of the promoters of that evil. You understand? People come to church so that, you know, God has brought them to help them to get them into heaven. Hallelujah. You attend their functions, they play evil stuff, and you say nothing. Because you don't want what to hurt people's feelings. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are going. Hallelujah. Amen. So, when you're praying with the Spirit in tongues, okay, it is the Holy Spirit that is giving you what to say. And the Holy Spirit is getting those words, all that information from heaven, from God the Father and God the Son. So when you're praying, when your mind doesn't understand what you're praying about, you are actually praying the perfect will of God at that moment. Hallelujah. You're praying exactly what God would want you to pray over. And so the more or the longer you pray in tongues, the better off you are. And you are of greater importance to the kingdom in that sense. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I remember 20 years ago, as I told you last Sunday, okay, I was in KPC at that time, and I had a home cell in Bukoto. All right. So the home sale ends, and as we prepare to leave, I just spoke in tongues. Remember, I'm a young man, radical, so, you know, praying in tongues is part of you. So I just said something in tongues. Okay, then the girl who was around, okay, asked me and said that, do you know what you have just said? I said no. Then she told me that you have just spoken our language from West Nile, I think it was. Okay, then she repeated the words which I had said. For me, of course, I couldn't repeat them because I wasn't speaking them with my understanding. Okay? And she said that those words actually mean, Jesus, you are my hiding place. Then she said, in fact, we have a song in our language which has those words, those lyrics. Glory be to God. So you can see, speaking tongues, my mind didn't know what I was saying, but the Holy Spirit had given me words. In a language my mind didn't know. Okay? And those words meant, Jesus, you're my hiding place. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. About 10 years ago, okay, there was a season in my life, a couple of months, that I prayed in tongues for many hours each day. So one time I asked the Lord, why am I praying in tongues a lot? Okay, then one of those days I had a dream. Okay, 10 years ago. Yes, and in the dream, the Lord told me that when all those hours you've spent praying with in tongues, you have been praying against forces of evil which want to destroy your life. Okay? Hallelujah. So just imagine if I was just praying with the understanding. I'll be praying for, Dennis Mujimba has bought land in Ukira, and we are age mates, we are together, medical school. So now for him, he has land, for me, I don't. Now I think it is also time for me to get land. Then you begin to pray what? For land, which is not bad. All right? But meanwhile, you don't know that before or even after you get the land, you're going to be destroyed by demons, by the devil. So you're not praying for that. Yet to God, it is more important than the land. Glory be to God. Okay, now, pray with the understanding, but also pray with the Spirit. And, in fact, the more you pray with the Spirit, the better off you are. So, children, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying stop praying with the understanding. I'm not saying that. Hallelujah. But I'm saying pray with the understanding, but also pray with the Spirit. Okay? And the more you pray in tongues, the better off you are. Glory be to God. Amen? Okay? Last year it was, or this year, Bruce, okay, the keyboardist, okay, came here on Thursday and testified, okay, how he was doubting whether his tongues were real. Children, Bruce, who thought what was speaking was forging. Just forging rubber. All right? So he thought, these things that I'm praying, man, are they real? So he asked God, are they real? Okay, then one night, he gets a dream. And the dream, I was amazed, was exactly like mine. He also dreamt when God, when you are what? Like, oh, you have forgotten what you want to say. You want a mic.
But quickly.
Yes.
So I don't want anyone.
So I got a dream when some guys had come to attack me. So I started to pray in tongues. And then they started fighting each other instead of fighting me. Yes.
Hallelujah. Okay? So he's praying in tongues, got the demons to begin attacking each other instead of attacking him. Glory be to God. Okay? So just imagine if he was only praying with the understanding. He would be only praying for his wife to get a third child. Only that. And also for a car so that the children, you know, you have your car. Meanwhile, the devils are on his case, he doesn't know. And very soon, maybe they even we're taking him off the earth. But when you pray for things which God what? Hallelujah. Women don't run out, okay? These are butterflies. They're not going to do anything, what? Yeah. Don't run out. Moths, okay, but they are the same as butterflies. Hallelujah. They're not going to do anything to you. They're not going to harm you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? In 2006, okay, it was like my second last day in the States, my master's, okay? Yes, Kathy knows that what? The season, because we used to work what? Yeah, together. That time, had you joined? Yes, you had joined the organization. So, yes, so, yeah, that last night, all those last two nights, I spent them, and I stayed at a friend's place. Okay? Some gentleman in the sales called what? Jeremiah. Okay? Now, the first night, okay, I spent there. And in the morning, he wakes up. He tells me that I had a dream. Okay? You are letting guys know what the thing, but I'll continue to say them, even to those who are coming. Okay? Yeah, so he wakes up. He tells me I had a dream. All right? And he says that in the dream, you told me these words. All right? Just to cut the dream short. He said that you told me these words. Okay? He could remember the words I told him, but he couldn't, but he didn't know what they mean. So he told me that now, since you're the one who told me those words in the dream, it means you know what those words are. So tell me, what do they mean? Because he thought that it is a language in Uganda. So I told him, I don't know. Okay? Okay? Meanwhile, the guy had been impressed by my praying in tongues a lot. I would be with him somewhere, like in the car or somewhere. Then I would just begin to pray in tongues, you know, just as in casual, like it was a part of me. So the gay man was like, hey, he had never met someone like me. Glory be to God. You see, when you go to a place, be a testimony for Jesus. Katimakutwara mwa America, then now you're the one who's jazzing with Americans. Who is the best rapper? Okay? Because, you know, for us in Uganda, we know what so and so, whatever, So for, you know, can only Molokoli, but now look at the stupid conversations you're getting involved in. Okay? Instead of being a blessing, you're there now, you even want now basketball, better go and watch basketball as you want. But be a greater blessing than jazzing what? Basketball. Okay? Americans need a lot of help. But you're there, then you come back when you had no spiritual impact in anyone's life in America. You just come back with clothes, with shoes, with what, ribbons. You know, and that's okay, but be a spiritual blessing to people. Glory be to God. And so, yes, the guy had been impressed. So he even used to tell guys at our church about me, that man, this guy from Uganda, watch, you need to meet him. Hallelujah. You need to meet this guy from Uganda. Hallelujah. Amen. So anyway, in the dream, he dreams those words and he's asking me, what do they mean? I didn't know. So he thought that I don't know that language in Uganda. So he went for Flora because we're with her, okay? So he goes to Flora. He's like, Flora, in the dream, Moses, your country, or countryman, told me these words. So I believe those words are in your language in Africa. What do they mean? Flora said, I don't know. They are not there. Okay? That language didn't exist. If it exists in Uganda, I don't know it. So the guy, Hichal, Nagwama Amany. Okay? But he knew it was an important dream. Now, during the day, he went and visited a certain old lady. Okay? This lady had come to America from Brazil. Okay? She was a mother to one of our friends. So, out of the blue, she asked the old lady that, Mom, what do these words mean? And what? He spoke them. The lady didn't even ask that. Say it again. She just said, those words mean count your money. She said, that is Portuguese. Glory be to God. Because remember, Brazil was colonized by Portugal. So Brazilians, like Ronaldo, like whoever, Gabriel, Jesus, okay, they speak Portuguese. Okay? So, and the words meant, count your money. Glory be to God. And as we speak right now, Jeremiah right now is a loaded chap. Okay, he called my wife the other day. They jazz a lot. All right? The guy, man, is an architect. All right? He has got big control. Anyway, the guy is loaded. Glory be to God. Okay? But he hasn't sent me a dime yet. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? We're talking about speaking in tongues. Now, hindrances, very fast. Okay? Hindrances. The things which hinder people from speaking in tongues. All right? Hallelujah. Okay? Number one hindrance is, the number one on my list. People say that, those things of speaking in tongues, very careful. It can be an evil spirit. Okay? Because an evil spirit can enter you. Then you begin to speak evil spirit with things. Okay? But that's a big lie. Amen? According to Luke chapter 11, verse 13, Jesus told some men, he told these men that, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? You remember, it is the Holy Spirit who gives you what to say. You understand? So if you ask God, fill me with your Holy Spirit, so that I can begin to speak in tongues. God will fill you with the Holy Spirit. It is not demons that will enter you. Hallelujah. Amen? So that is one of the lies that go around. That leave those things of what? Speaking in tongues. Leave them alone, man. They are evil spirits. That is not what? That is not true. Glory be to God. Okay? Hindrance number two. Okay? It says, speaking in tongues or praying in tongues ended with those people of Apostle Paul. It ended. We only pray with the understanding. Now, the people who say that cannot give you a single scripture. They can't give you any. Okay? And the reason why they can't give you any is because they are lying. Speaking in tongues is for us today. Glory be to God. Okay? Hindrance number three. You only pray in tongues in church if the tongues can be interpreted by you or by someone who is there listening to you. So if what you're praying cannot be interpreted, then don't speak. Okay? Then don't do what? Then don't speak. Now, that is also not true. And they get that statement from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18, where Paul said that, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all, yet in the church I would rather speak 5 words with my understanding that I may teach others also than 10,000 words in a tongue. Okay? Okay, so they say, you see, in church, don't speak in tongues if you cannot tell us the meaning of what you're speaking. Or someone there in church cannot tell us what you have said. Okay? But that is also a lie. Okay? According to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 8 up to 10, go down to verse 10, okay? There is something called the gift of tongues. All right? Which is given to some people, okay? And also, there is something called the gift of interpretation of tongues, which is also given to some people, okay? Now, that is different from the ability God wants every Christian to have, to speak in tongues. Remember, in Acts 2, on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit came upon all those who were in the room, and they all spoke in tongues. Okay? So, the praying in tongues here, which is a gift, okay? It means, yes, when you stand here, you come and you say, Pastor, I have a message, okay, from the Lord. Then you come here and you speak it in tongues. Now, the people who have that gift, But not all God's people have that gift. All right? Then that same individual might have the gift of interpreting tongues. Or there might be someone in the congregation who can interpret what this guy has said. So what Paul is saying that if you come to give a message in tongues and it cannot be interpreted either by you or someone in the congregation, then don't say it. Because it's useless. The two together, be together. Okay? And remember, this is a gift. Remember the nine gifts of the Spirit? Okay? Tongues and interpretation are two of the nine. Okay, so those ones are for some people, not all. Just like in this, there's also the gift of prophecy, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. It is not for everybody. All right? So there is speaking in tongues as a gift and speaking in tongues as a prayer language. That one, God wants everyone to have it. Have you understood? You're going to meet chaps who will whatever you this. That you guys, you go to your churches and you speak things you don't understand. Yet the Bible says this. Okay? Tell them that they are stupid. Okay? Ignorant of the scriptures. Okay? Don't tell them that you're stupid. Okay? That was a joke. Okay? But explain to them. And by the way, most of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 is dealing with that. Guys would come in church and they would speak in tongues, have a message from God. Then they speak in tongues. Then they go back and sit. Then another one comes. You know, this Corinthian church was very spiritual. Okay? However, they were not blessing anyone because people were not understanding what the message in tongues is. Okay? There was no one to interpret. And Paul was like, now, you don't do that. Okay? Then he said that I would rather come and prophesy in a language everyone understands. That's why he says that actually tongues and interpretation of tongues are equal to prophecy. You understand? Eh? Because prophecy, you're speaking in a known language. So it is equivalent to someone who speaks in an unknown language and then there's an interpretation. Okay? So he says that it is better just prophesy. If you can't do that, don't speak in tongues. If you yourself who cannot interpret, you don't have the gift of interpretation, or there's no one in the congregation who can interpret. Glory be to God. So there's speaking in tongues in a congregation, which is a gift, okay? Different from speaking in tongues as a prayer language. Glory be to God. Two different things. The first one is not for everybody. The second one, praying in tongues as a prayer language for your personal edification, is for everybody. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you understood that? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay. Glory be to God. That is why in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 30, Paul asks that, do all have gifts of healings? What is the answer? No, not everyone has the gift of healing. Other people have it and others don't. Okay? Then he says that do all speak with tongues? This is where in fact guys will bring you. Say, no, not everyone speaks in tongues. Okay? Totu koya. Then they will bring you here. But the context here is the speaking in tongues in a congregation. He said that one, no. Then he said, do all interpret? The answer is no. Not everyone has a gift of interpretation of tongues. Okay? But everyone should have the ability to pray in tongues as in prayer. That one is for everybody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Then lastly, they say, okay, the hindrance is, when you're praying in tongues, you're forging. Yeah? Tevili, you're just a rama, you're lying. Okay? And even as you come up here, there are things the devil is going to tell you. He's going to tell you you're forging, what you're praying is not there. You're just speaking only ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra, you're forging. Okay? But according to heaven, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you're not forging. Okay, you remember? Bruce, he thought he was what? He-man, he wasn't sure. Until God revealed it in a dream that actually what you're doing is real. And in fact, okay, it is helping you a lot. Glory be to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2 says that what? It says that for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men. So don't care about those things of forging. You just speak. You're not speaking to men, but you're speaking to God. Okay? Then he says that you're speaking mysteries to God, and God knows what you're saying. You just say them to God. Don't worry about what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? So now, we are going, okay, to lay hands on people to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Okay? Which is the last scripture? You put it up there. Okay? Okay? That was the last one. The summer day. Okay. So, Paul one time came across people who were disciples of John. So he asked them, you know, have you heard about, you know, he said that into which baptism, okay, were you baptizing? Then they say in the baptism of John. So they hadn't heard about Jesus. Then he told them about Jesus and they believed. And thereafter, the Bible says, he laid hands on them and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and they began to speak in other tongues. Okay? So one of the ways people get filled with the Holy Spirit is if hands are laid on them. Okay? When hands are laid on them, God uses that medium to get them filled with the Holy Ghost. And when they are filled, they should speak with tongues as the Spirit gives them utterance. They shouldn't care whether they understand. You're not going to understand. Okay? But either you have to start. You have to. Don't worry that you what? Open your mouth. Glory be to God. Open your what? No one is going to open your mouth for you. Open your mouth and begin what? Speaking. That is how we all began. That is how Pastor Godson helped us. Okay? Someone laid hands on me, I began. Thereafter, God saw, you know, that place, okay, I was with them, and they helped me to continue, okay? Now it is 25 years. Open your mouth. No one is going to open it for you. And start speaking. Hallelujah. Start what? Start speaking. Glory be to God. Now, if you're there, you don't speak in tongues, and you want to speak in tongues, okay? So that you can experience all the advantages there, all the benefits they are in praying in tongues. Okay? Please come up here. Okay? We are going to lay hands of you, on you, but we are not going to open your mouth. Glory be to God. The opening your mouth is yours. But when hands are laid on you, you're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God is going to give words to you. Okay? And you have to speak them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Alright, so let us all stand. And those who want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, please come. Hallelujah. Please come. Okay? Just stand there like that in a line, okay? Glory be to God. But remember, no one is going to what? Open your mouth for you. No one is going to speak for you. You speak yourself. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.